famous ahadith from the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, from the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that the Imam says that there will be a time that our 12th or the 12th successor of the Prophet will be in occultation. Companions, they ask, so what's the benefit of the Imam who is in occultation? Imam says that in so much as Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam was in jail, Imam Zaman is not even in jail. Imam Kazim was in jail in the prison, and still he was running the affair of the community inside the jail. Amir al-Mu'mini was home arrest for over 25 years, and still he was running the affairs of the community. Imam Zaman is not home arrested, is not jail. The only thing is that by the leave of God, by the permission of God, people do not recognize him. In fact, that gives him a better opportunity to run affairs of people, because the Rawayat says the reason that God has made it that people don't recognize him, to protect him. He's the last savior of humanity. God is looking after his last savior, and therefore he is not going to be recognized by the tyrants to harm him like his ancestors. Therefore, now that he is not visible to wrong people, he's more protected. He's more free to come out and help. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the way that community will benefit from him is similar to the way that people in a cloudy day benefit from the sun in the sky. When there is the sun is always in the sky and it's functional, even when it's cloud. When there is a cloud day, if you want to get a tan, still in Nairobi you can get a tan. UVA, UVB rays still come and influence, touch your skin, even though you don't see the sun. Clouds have covered the sun, but sun is functional. It's not that because I don't see the sun, what's the use of this sun in the sky, God? God says, only if I had removed it, then you would find out. You wouldn't be here to find out, by the way. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gives this example. So this is one. One of our eminent scholars with the name of Kaf'ami has compiled a book of supplication. In A'mal Umm Dawood, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has taught us that supplication of Umm Dawood to Umm Dawood. Part of that, Imam says, Allahumma salli ala al-abdal wal-autad. Oh Allah, your salutation, send your salutation to Abdal and Autad. Who are Abdal and Autad? The Rawayat says, and I'm quoting from Sheikh al-Kaf'ami, that he says, Imam Zaman al-Jalal al-Faraj al-Sharif, imagine he's like a pole, the central of an army, if you like to call it an army. He is like a pole god, and there are four rings of supporters, assistants, or that are running the affairs and the administration of Imam Zaman. The closest ring to Imam Zaman consists of a handful of people. Among them even is Khidr. Among them is Elias the prophet. People like Khidr are in the closest ring to Imam Zaman. These people are a handful. Some say that four or five people only. Very exclusive. They call them Autad. Autad literally, it means like the pillars of the earth. Like mountains are referred in the Quran as Autad, the pillars of the earth. They are the pillars for Imam Zaman, for the government of Imam Zaman. Not for the time of appearance, even at the time of occultation, to run the affairs. A bigger circle is called Al-Abdal. Abdal are those, like the Rawayat says, that there are about 40 people. Extinguish 40 people at every time. They are not going to live long like Imam Mahdi. At every age they exist. Some of the very outstanding figures, absolutely dedicated to the command of Imam Zaman. That like Ayatollah Behjat, I'm quoting from his oldest son, he said, I asked my dad once, Dad, what is this Tayyul Ard? Is it true that in a blink of an eye it's possible for Awliya Allah to go from one part of the world to another one? Blink of an eye. Quran of course confirms that, you know the story in Surah Saba. And Ayatollah Behjat is telling his son that Baba, Tayyul Arz is easy. Ask me about Tayyul Sama. So these are these Abdal, that every time any of them dies, God is replacing them with another one similar to them. Once upon a time it was Allama Qazi, then it became maybe Ayatollah Behjat, and at every time they are also executing the affairs and the command of Imam Zaman at every time, every age. The third circle or ring bigger than that are called Nujaba, according to some other narrations, Nuqaba. Again, these are very distinguished people. To the number of 70, they are counted to be at every time. The biggest circle, the fourth ring, are the ring of those referred to as Sulaha, over 300. So Imam Zaman has his own. I tell you that some people, they think that they have met Imam Zaman in Hajj, in different occasions. not realizing that in fact, not that it's not possible to see Imam Zaman. It is possible. There are people that they have seen actually the beloved Imam. But very often, many people, they see either the Abdal or Autad or Nujaba. And because they are representatives of the Imam, they do certain things that looks miracle to you. And they share certain miraculous words with you. They are the representative of the Imam, not the Imam himself. But anyway, they are the executors of the will of and the command of Imam Zaman.